I do apologize up front for some of the little clicking noises. Ooh, that virus is affecting my computer also, it seems. Sorry in advance.
Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Gina, we're back.
Jeez, this is not good.
We just talked a whole lot about nothing. About how we are
doom and gloom,
respecting the distance we sit from each other.
Yes,
just
we
in
are.
Case you infect
our
me.
Social distance.
Once the sun comes out where we are, I will feel a little bit better. This weather is really putting me in a funk, besides everything else.
Oh, I know. And it's supposed to rain and be gloomy for the rest of the week. So there was a little bit of sun today, which was
tiny
good,
bit.
But not for long.
No, I'm so over it. And here it is, St. Patrick's Day, one of my favorite holidays. Not really a holiday, but I am Irish. You were saying that you were going to catch up on, you wanted to get a puzzle or something, and I was giving you a hard time about that.
Yeah, to pass the time. I mean, and I'm working at home. My husband's working at home, and that is not going to be good.
My husband can't work from home.
No.
We are keeping our office open as long as possible, and when he's home, he probably won't be working, so I think that could be worse.
Yeah, we're just kind of waiting for shelter in place, which probably will come, but hasn't come yet.
Possibly.
So it's ugly. It's ugly out there, people.
So strange. It's such a weird little atmosphere around
here.
But you were saying you might do puzzles. I have a few if you want them. I'm thinking, God forbid I do this, I might go back to opening a book.
Wow, that's a possibility.
I might do a book. I used to read all the time. I don't anymore.
Yeah, you did.
I know. I don't anymore.
Because you don't have time.
I don't. Don't have time.
Too busy watching all these damn reality shows. That's why.
And, you know, all my little side shows that I watch. I do watch a lot. Me and Dan watch a lot together. I've talked about this before, but we watched Walking Dead, which was really good last night. I don't seem like I'd be a Walking Dead person.
No, you don't.
No, and he talked me into it. I held off for the longest time. And then finally, I don't know, one of the Christmas weekends, I binged it and I'm like, oh, this is pretty freaking good. So we watched that together. I also watched a show all on my own called Manifest.
What's
that
about?
It's on network TV.
Oh, it is?
It's a little bit like Lost. Were you a fan of Lost?
No, no, no.
Okay.
No.
So it's has a little bit of a feeling of Lost. I enjoy it. I know Dan will really like it. He's going to binge that when he has time, he said.
Okay.
But it's in season two. It's a little different. I don't know why I watch it.
Well, there's probably a million things on Amazon or Netflix or whatever that we haven't watched yet. So
definitely.
Once our reality shows are done and over
wrapping
with
up
for the week, the weekend, I'll have to binge some other stuff.
I would love to talk Little Shaws, which is now on Friday nights.
I know. How do you feel about that? I feel like it's maybe, I wish I knew what the ratings were, because I feel like it's maybe lost some ratings.
This last Friday night was freaking crazy.
It was. It was kind of the episode we were waiting
for
last season, right?
I mean, nuts.
Well, yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
So Gigi is pregnant. We know that, but she doesn't want anybody to know, which everyone's going to know soon enough.
Of course. She quote, doesn't want anybody to know. She wants everybody to freaking know.
She wants everybody to know. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Everybody, I'm not going to be drinking, but it's not because I'm pregnant. Just don't pay attention.
Just don't ask me any questions. I'm not going to tell you right now.
This new girl, Sarah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So she has the story that she dated R. Kelly for 3 flipping years.
Okay, I have a lot to say about this,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you go first.
So she dated R. Kelly for 3 years, and in those 3 years, she never saw anything that was off. Nothing ever raised a red flag for
never.
Her. I would like to know when she dated him. But there have been rumors about R. Kelly dating way, way back.
When she says she dated him, I think she means it was a very open,
casual.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because she said what really opened her eyes, I don't know, what did he invite her to?
Yeah,
and there was all these girls and maybe drugs or something. She was very elusive to what was going on there, but it was something she didn't like. And he was like, well, if you're not cool, be gone.
Yeah.
I never watched that. You watched the R. Kelly story,
didn't
you?
I did. It was really good, but disturbing at the same time. But that's why I find it hard to believe that if she was really dating him and it wasn't just real casual, which it probably was.
I think it was.
Yeah, because they kind of outlined all of his girlfriends in that documentary.
And
she wasn't one of
them. She wasn't one of them?
No.
That's interesting.
So they must have had a real casual relationship.
Well, and also, so she's new to the show. She's friends with Reza. Reza didn't know she was dating R. Kelly.
Yeah.
This was a shock to him.
Right.
Who's she friends with? She's really not friends with any of them.
She's really not, yeah.
She's not very exciting. She's very boring.
She's not.
She's someone they brought in to try to get some interest with R. Kelly and all that, and it's not working.
And then it's falling flat. It's on TV, and Rez is like, oh, I'm not going to say anything to anybody. Meantime, everybody knows. She's been subpoenaed or whatever the case is, you know, in the R. Kelly case. So that was just weird. But I would like to know, what point did she date R. Kelly? Was it 10 years ago? Was it 15 years ago?
You're sure she wasn't in that documentary?
I don't remember her. I mean, she wasn't one of the main women that were profiled in that documentary, that's for sure. Seems weird to me. She doesn't seem like she's his type. If you watch the documentary, he definitely has a type. And, you know, it's young girls. Or girls that look real young. That's why I want to know, when was this?
Yeah, it could have been years and years ago. Yeah,
so anyway.
Yeah, I just thought it was weird that here, the new girl, Sarah, is really good friends with Reza, and he had no idea she dated R. Kelly for 3 years.
Yeah, that seems a little unrealistic.
Fake!
And then Destiny goes to a wig shop. Destiny's just a little extra this season. I think she's trying to secure a spot.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying a little bit too hard. She's trying to be funny and kooky. And
what's with the wigs all of a sudden? She didn't wear wigs last season.
I think she wore wigs, but not colored like the wigs that she's wearing. She's going crazy. Now.
And when she purchased that wig, it was like $1,800.
Yeah, I don't think she
did not look like an $1,800 wig. It looked like the wig I got at frickin' Party America for our pictures.
Synthetic hair.
Yeah, the synthetic hair.
I don't know what she's trying to be. She's trying to play that she's a different character based on the wig that she,
wears. A certain name.
She's trying too hard.
Did you think it's that big of a deal, you know, when she's supposedly slept with Sarah's brother?
That she didn't ask permission?
Yeah, she's supposed to ask permission to sleep with somebody's brother.
She's an adult. Sam is an adult. Well, who cares? Why is it? I think they're making it more of a big deal than it should be.
I think it's a little fake storyline.
I think so, too.
Because nobody has anything going on except this whole Reza and MJ thing. Well, so let's go to that. So Nima gets in touch with MJ. And it sounds like from MJ that literally nobody contacted her when she was in the hospital or after the baby was born. Baby Shams.
Right.
I find that hard to believe.
Well, Reza says otherwise.
Yeah, he even shows some texts and everything.
Right.
And Gigi and her were not speaking.
No, they weren't speaking.
So why would Gigi get a hold of her?
Yeah. Who was she speaking to? Reza's the only one.
Maybe Nima.
Maybe Mike.
Oh, Mike. I'm sure Mike got a hold of her, but MJ's a liar. We know that.
I think Reza and MJ are both liars.
Well, when they went back and they showed that little montage of them and how they screw people.
They
are two peas in a pod.
Oh, totally.
And that's why they get along so well.
That's why they're best friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not anymore.
So she denies ever telling Ali to say anything. We still don't know what the truth is. And I don't know why they waited so long to bring this up. Because we talked about this. This happened in 2018.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. So Nima brings MJ to Sarah's pool party.
Surprise! I have a guest. And then Mike was loving it. He's like, "Woohoo!
Look
who we have here." Because guess what? The attention's not on Mike anymore. And what a scumbag he is.
Right.
Now it's on somebody else. I have never seen Adam so angry. But when Reza started getting fired up. So what was it? Reza grabbed, is that out of the producer's car? He grabbed scripts or something?
Oh, I don't know what that was. There were papers that he flung all over the place.
He went into, like, the producer's
script,
van.
And bite your tongue.
Oh,
this
sorry.
Show is not scripted.
Whoops. He yells out. That was bad. Well, MJ saying, you know, you guys cheat on each other all the time. Go ahead. Do what you want. And then Reza.
He let it fly.
Wow.
And what he said was, I was shocked that I was hearing what I heard.
I mean,
so basically he said your uterus exploded because you've had 10 abortions.
I mean, that is
that true?
Really bad.
To shame her like that on TV.
That was just
I haven't looked at his Twitter lately or Instagram or anything. I don't know if he's gone radio silent about it. Usually he comes out and says, "What'd you guys think about this episode?" I don't think he said much of anything because I haven't seen anything. In fact, I think he turned off the comments. On his,
you know, it's bad when they do that.
But my God, that should never.
What made you go there? This whole background with Adam and him cheating or whatever, that whole naked Jenga, that's nothing compared to what you just said.
No, and from what I've heard, Reza and Adam are both dogs, and they both regularly cheat on each other. So this is not new news.
And that's kind of what MJ was saying.
Right.
I mean, listen, MJ is a pot stirrer, a shit stirrer, but for him to go at her like that, oh my God, that
was
Reza.
Ugly. That was really
so
ugly.
Bad.
It made me really dislike him.
I was getting a kick out of him a little bit, like when they were doing the spray tanning. I thought that was all fun with Robbie, the spray tan specialist.
Oh, Robbie was, he was amazing. Fantastic.
Bring on Robbie.
I know.
I want to show all about Robbie.
I know. Me too. I love Robbie. That was just really, that was God. Too low.
Now, should Nima have brought MJ?
Didn't no.
even bring her?
No, production
said. It's the production
said,
Nima, call MJ, have her come to the party. We need some action.
Yeah, but that was not the place to have a conversation.
No, poor Sarah. Sarah's little. Sarah's whatever. Party. What was that party for? It wasn't a housewarming, was it?
No, it was just like a pool party.
It's a weird setup, her house.
Yeah, it looks like it's up in the Hollywood Hills because it's definitely on a hill.
It's on a hill.
The backyard's not very big.
No, and you walk up to the house and then you have to walk down all these stairs to get to the pool.
That's how those houses are.
I guess.
That's how the rich and famous
live. I guess. I didn't know that.
Next week we see that Tommy goes to Reza's house and starts throwing pots and dirt and stuff
around.
And
really, now that I know what Reza said.
Now he deserved it.
Yeah, and Tommy's saying, listen, that was nothing. I wanted to break his fucking legs.
Right.
I don't blame you, Tommy.
That's pretty low. And we still don't know who's telling the truth in all of this because they both are denying it. And
I'm sure they have a lot of secrets on each other, but God, Reza. Oh my God.
He's getting a lot of shit.
Well, he should.
A lot of shit about that.
He should. That was absolutely horrible.
Right.
Very entertaining.
Completely. But is she really 50? Because he said you're a 50-year-old.
Well, they're the same age. They went to high school together, so he's the same age, right?
She's 50?
I think so. That's why it was so hard for her to have a baby.
So why did Gigi bring a bodyguard? Do we know?
I don't know.
Was it a driver or was
C.
it a bodyguard?
Was it Mr. C? Let's not bring attention to myself because I'm pregnant. I need a bodyguard because if somebody gets around me, I may lose the baby.
I think he was a driver. He wasn't a bodyguard. He was a driver and a bodyguard.
But he went to the party with them. And even Destiny said, I don't know why Gigi needs a bodyguard. Nobody knows. Because she's bringing attention to the fact that she's freaking pregnant. Don't get around me and I can't be upset because I'm pregnant.
She doesn't want anybody to know, but she wants everybody to know.
Exactly. That's Gigi. Should we go to Love After Lockup?
Yeah, this is a shit show.
Okay, so Angela and Tony on Love After Lockup. I caught a live with Tony.
Oh, just Tony? No, Angela?
Just Tony because, you know, he wasn't talking about the show, Gina. He was selling Scentsy.
Yes, I did see that. Somebody posted on one of the Facebook groups.
Mm-hmm.
Candles, right?
Candles.
Scented candles.
It also has a lot of other things, Gina. Like if you're smoking pot in your car and you don't want it to smell anymore, they have some spritzer things that you can put in your car.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yes, by Scentsy. And he ships everywhere, not to Canada right now. And then people were asking him about the show. And he's like, I can't talk about the show. This is all about Scentsy.
Oh, my God.
So he's trying to make money that way.
Selling scented candles?
Well, he also works at a restaurant.
He'd be better off doing OnlyFans porn page or something like
Ew,
that.
Ew, what?
You don't think people would watch Angela and Tony?
Ew, what? No, I don't.
Just for the sheer curiosity?
Grossness? That would mean they were having sex and a real couple.
You don't think they are?
I think they're living together possibly, but they're not having sex.
Okay, so this whole thing with Angela and Tony was just a little too much for me.
You think?
Just a little over the top.
Wait. Let's talk about his friend, Andre.
Now, let me ask you, did Andre have a grill or were they silver teeth? I almost thought his tongue was silver.
He does have a silver tongue with the ladies.
Andre it was
had
hard to tell.
Half a mouth of teeth and whatever he had in there
was
gold or silver. And I think it was because it wasn't like, you know, to be cool. It was
out of
like,
necessity.
Yeah, out of necessity to hold the tooth in place.
Oh, so it wasn't a grill.
I don't think so. Because a grill would cover the whole mouth.
Right, but you're saying
he
didn't have enough teeth.
He had like no teeth.
See, I really couldn't tell what was going on in his mouth. But there was a lot of metal.
All right, he's going to have a night. This is just too much.
It's so stupid.
Angela discovers at their rehearsal that Tony has a best man. And his name is Andre. And it's a guy he met in prison. And Angela's never heard of Andre. And doesn't know anything about him, but he's coming to the wedding and he's going to be the best man.
Now, why wasn't Andre at the rehearsal then? Well, let's be honest. This wedding really doesn't need a rehearsal.
Is that a rehearsal? And did you hear that they said, okay, so we're still good for Monday, right? For the wedding on Monday? Who gets married on a Monday? The wedding? Yeah, it was on a Monday.
Wow.
If it happened. So she tells
Tommy.
To go to Tony's bachelor party.
Well, a bachelor party of three.
Three. And three in the entire strip club.
Well, they probably shut it down.
Well, they did have a few people in the background with little fuzzed faces.
Well, it was probably filmed at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, sure, sure.
They're not going to film it on a Saturday night.
This whole thing. And then Tommy gets very mad because Tony's getting a little lap dance. And Tony did seem a little drunk, didn't he?
He did seem drunk.
He did.
Tony and Tommy don't get along. Why Tommy was there is still very confusing to me because Tony and Tommy aren't friends.
No, but it's because Tommy because wants Angela. To keep an eye on Tony.
Well, Angela he does. Wants Tommy to keep he an does, eye on Tony. He does because when those female police officers come in and handcuff him and pull him away, Tommy is taking some video and sending it directly to Angela.
Thank God for Tommy.
Which, of course, was
going to Of course you would do that.
This is comical, actually.
Oh, I know. This whole scene to me was pretty amazing.
It was like a Saturday Night Live skit.
It was so good. And the way that Andre kind of comes at Tommy, because Tony tells Andre, hey, Tommy likes my girl. During the wedding, you better not say anything or I'm going to be getting you. Like, yeah. I'm going to get you. Like he was threatened by Andre with the foil teeth.
But Anne, Tommy knows karate.
Oh, that's right. He's been practicing the art of karate.
They better not mess with him because he'll take him down.
Oh, man. That was quite entertaining, though. And then Angela shows up.
Of course she does.
Brings Tony up. Tony!
Get your ass in the car! Or this wedding is off.
Okay. All right. Tony's like, all right, the wedding's all right. Off. So then we have Lacey, Shane, and John.
This is another stupid. We're only talking about this because of the stupidity of it all. Honest to God.
So she comes in after her time with John, making out in the car. She comes into the house and Shane's sitting there playing video games like any
adult
husband
male
would be doing. With, might I add, the Virgin Mary statue right on the bedside table, which I thought were rosary beads.
Wait, they're not?
A listener messaged.
I saw that.
And said that they're probably and most likely anal beads, which makes a lot more sense.
As long as they weren't hanging around
the Virgin Mary.
The Virgin Mary statue, because that would be bad.
Who has a Virgin Mary statue on their bedside table?
And they do that fans-only porn.
I know.
In that bedroom.
And with the Mary looking on.
Oh, that's
a baby Jesus.
Sick. That's sick.
Sickening.
Well, they're both sick.
So she's just pretending like, oh my God, I want to be back with John because you're a piece of shit.
But
you're
Shane
a liar.
And John, I mean, Shane and Lacey, I don't think they're really together anymore,
you
are
don't?
They?
You don't?
I don't see anything anymore.
Ooh, they don't do the
No,
sex
he posted
tapes?
Something about some real nasty stuff about her, and she posted stuff about him like a month or so ago.
Shane?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, okay. I thought this was all fake, but maybe there's some truth to it all.
Well, I think there might be, but I think the John part is fake. Don't you?
Clearly her and John have a history and relationship from high school.
Right. But I think they're in it like, hey, here's what we're going to do.
I agree.
You need the money. I need the money. Mm-hmm. We're just going to pretend like we're, you know, a back and forth couple.
And I still don't buy the story because he cheated on her when they were broken up.
Yeah, that's, and she's like way over the top
And
about
she was
it.
Engaged to John when she met Shane.
Yeah, so it makes no sense.
No, and she's like, how can I trust him? Once again, the children are nowhere to be found.
Well, of course they're with her dad like they always are.
Mm-hmm. All right. Ooh, the real couple, Clint and Tracy.
They're just a hot mess. And I'm pretty sure in part of the scenes that we saw, she was wasted.
Yes.
Wasted.
And so now it looks like that was a wig she was wearing.
Yes.
So why would you wear a wig that has roots, really bad roots?
I
don't
think,
get that.
Didn't Destiny have one that had roots? Mm. Somebody had a wig that had, or maybe it was on Atlanta.
This was so bad, though.
She, yeah, her
I
makeup
think she
was all smeared.
Yeah, she was pretty wasted. The dark eyes.
But,
she was high.
And we found out that she was pregnant.
During that time?
She was pregnant and had an abortion.
That's right.
With
that's
Clint's
right.
baby.
Yeah. That's right. And they're still like struggling over that. And he's right. pissed about it.
I didn't know that. Did you know
no,
that?
No. But they talked about it. And they're like, we both agreed to this.
Because it wasn't the right time.
Mm-hmm. Maybe because she was high.
Right. Well, God. Ugh, it just makes me sick. So there was a picture, an ultrasound picture that she was looking for. And that's when she said that she had an abortion and it wasn't the right time. And I was like, what? I didn't know this.
Okay, how weird was it that Clint was punching himself in the face? I went back because I'm like, what is he doing?
He was
punching so hard.
Well, Anne.
He almost could have knocked himself.
Poor Clint. Clint clearly has some issues.
Did you see when she's packing up her stuff? Because she's acting like, I'm packing up and I'm leaving, or whatever she was doing.
Yeah.
Behind her, hanging on the wall.
Her earrings.
Scissors. All different things of scissors just hanging on the wall.
I didn't notice the scissors.
It's so weird.
What is she doing with those scissors? And why does she need them hanging by your bed?
Exactly.
Hmm.
Curious. Do you use scissors with crack? She was cutting open her little packets of crack. And then they have that little dog and they all come back together because of the dog.
Well, there.
She says she's going to go to rehab.
She doesn't. We know she doesn't.
Oh, she doesn't?
I don't think she does. No.
I don't
if
think
she does, she doesn't stay because we know she never was in a long-term rehab facility.
And then we go to Marcelino and Brittany.
She's upset about the lies. He was going to a poker coach. The thing that irritated me was Brittany said she doesn't care about money. I don't care about money. Money's not important. Maybe it might be a little important if you have two kids and you're pregnant with a third.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not working and your husband is a poker player?
And then she was like, you think because we're married, I'm just going to sit home. Nope. I have kids and I can dip out.
Dip out where?
Dip out where? Your mom? Where are you going? And her little lover slash friend, best friend from prison, they go to sit outside that prison. I guarantee you that their little friend, who was it, Sasha?
I think so.
There's no way Sasha's in that prison. Tell Sasha hi. There's no fucking way Sasha's right there in that prison. All they would have to do is wait for Sasha to come out. No.
Probably not.
Lie. Stories.
Dramatics. Sarah and Michael and Maria and Megan and
Jesus.
Whoever else.
Sarah. Michael got hot. This was good.
He got hot.
Finally, the real Michael comes out.
It did for a split second.
Mm-hmm. But then he calmed it down. He can really handle the pressure.
He calmed it down. Sarah's accent came back.
Oh, you think? I don't know whose is worse, Maria's or Sarah's. Maria's, I think, is a constant. And I think hers is an actual real
accent.
Right. Whereas Sarah's just turns it on when she needs it. It's so bad. Oh,
depends on who she's around.
I do like her little comment to Maria. I'm not sorry I slept with your boyfriend because you really slept with my husband.
I know.
That was good. I know. That was really good. But Maria's out of control too.
Well, Maria's an ex-convict.
Oh, that's right.
So they have something in common.
Also, who's with the kids? Grandma? Grandma went over with the kids again?
Yeah, I don't know who.
Sarah needs to stop. She needs to dip out.
But she's never going to do that. I told you there was just a posted video of her and Michael walking out of a liquor store together.
Now I just don't feel sorry for her anymore.
She puts herself in that position every time.
She knows what kind of a person he is. He's a piece of crap.
Right. And what the fuck do you think is going to happen when you get with a guy who's got the same behavior that he's had for years and years and years?
I'm laughing that you said
what?
When you get with a guy.
That's how we talk like now. Sarah? I mean, he's a disappointment from day one.
Yes.
That's never going to change.
No.
So wake up, Sarah, which isn't going
to
happen.
No, but Maria was trying to like calm him down. He's like, get the fuck off me!
There was a photo of Maria in bed with Aviana. Because remember Sarah said, she will never get near my kids. Well, there was a picture on the Facebook group, and it was an Instagram picture of Maria that she took with her and Aviana laying in bed.
Ooh.
Can you imagine? I would die.
Wow.
Well, first of all, never mind.
Yes, I can imagine. Yes, I can imagine with them. Sarah, she's just like, I still don't believe they really slept together. I think that's all bullshit. Now, in the preview is like she's possibly pregnant again. Did you hear that?
Oh, come on. Come on.
And she acts like, it's all about my kids. you know
no,
what?
No, it's not.
It's all about my kids. That's all I care about. No, Sarah, you don't.
You only care about yourself.
Yes, you care about yourself and your feelings towards him, and you're pretending about the kids. You're using your own fucking kids to right. try to get Michael back.
Exactly.
And why would you want him back? I don't know.
If it was all about the kids, she'd cut the cord and move on and get her kids in a healthy environment.
See you in court, boo.
That's right. And that production van was, come was on, great. Jump in. Okay, 90 day.
Before the 90 days. Oh, man. So we've got Usman and Lisa. Soulja Boy and Lisa. Ew. Oh, my God.
Double ew.
When they're in bed.
But now they supposedly got married, right?
There. Not here. But they did the ceremony there.
I cannot wrap my head around Lisa and Usman.
Usman can't wrap his head around it. He's laying in bed looking up like, what the fuck did I just do? I'm making out with her. He's closing his eyes while he's kissing her.
Ugh.
And it was real. Angela and Michael in the beginning, remember we were like, they're not real. They barely kiss. We don't see them kiss. Ew, these two.
It's not pretty.
And he's like, she's 70%.
Oh, she okay. met 70% of his expectation.
Well, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's really bad. He's just kind of dealing with it.
Mm.
God, so then there's this whole thing with his mother. Initially he said that his mother didn't need to approve, and now all of a sudden his mother does need to approve and give her blessing, so they're going to visit his mom.
The mom's not going to approve. Apparently the mom thinks that Lisa's taking him home to be a slave. I believe it's a slave of love.
Well, there's a whole thing that I saw, and then when I watched it, I'm like, oh yeah, okay, here it is. So they were talking about when they were in the car, and Lisa kept looking down at his seat, and he was outside of the car, and she said, your phone's blowing up. Well, they show him outside of the car.
With his phone
in his hand. So that was all bullshit.
We caught you, Ed and Rose.
Poor Ed. Oh, Ed's poor not really dumb, though. He's actually smart.
He's actually really smart. Poor Ed. He's so sweet.
Yes.
When they go shopping...
Ooh, Rose
and
is a
Rose
lot.
Was like, open your wallet. Let me take your money. I love that he was like, no, I don't like that. Because he feels like he's being used.
Well, duh.
And he is being used.
Of course he is.
Will he tell Rose that her sister asked him for money?
I believe eventually so.
It'll come out.
But at what point is he going to tell her that she needs to take an STD test?
Well, I think he already did.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I think at the end of this one or in the previews for the next one.
Okay.
But he asks her to take a test. I mean, clearly she's with him because she thinks he has a lot of money. And it's
her
way to the United States. And he doesn't think he's that bad. It's like, it's the 70% rule.
Right.
Apparently exactly. This applies.
They go to the hotel. She's never been to Manila. She's never been to a nice hotel. I mean,
No. Consider
where she lives, right? But I thought it was weird. She brings her bag, but she doesn't bring any PJs with her.
Yeah,
so
she has a bag.
Well, she had the backpack.
And then he feels bad that she doesn't have any pajamas. Well, you gave her a shirt to sleep in. That's what she slept in.
No, I know.
She
but
probably
I was like,
has
was
pajamas.
Was she expecting to have sex with him? I think she totally was.
She was until she saw him. Maybe
well,
in person.
I think she probably would have anyway.
Oh, she would have if
and
he pushed it.
And then she was kind of relieved.
I mean, he's saying he's being respectful, but I think he's like, yeah, there's not as much chemistry here that I thought. He's pretending there is, but there's not.
He's a little quirky.
You know, I love Ed.
I do too. Jeffrey, we're not talking about.
Nope. They spent a lot of time on him. And
but I couldn't get past his chest tattoos.
Ew.
As I was fast forwarding, did you see them?
Oh, yes, I did.
His nipples. Very weird. Darcy, we're not even talking about Darcy because that's a bunch of bullshit.
No, but when she goes to the spa.
And they're wearing heels with the ropes.
Yes, yes.
I know. I thought that. I'm like, come on.
And you know that friend that was with them was the same friend that was flirting with Tom.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, at the bar that time when they were FaceTiming.
When
and Darcy got all mad.
Yes, that's right. All right, Avery and Ash, so they finally meet. I think they're actually kind of cute together.
They're cute, but we know that he's been here before to the United States, so
yeah.
I'm wondering if that was really their first meeting.
Oh, maybe.
That's the only thing I question. Was that their first meeting? But he likes her a lot.
Yeah, and she's the one kind of putting the brakes on.
What? I don't get it. She's just so jealous.
Do you think it's for the show?
Yes, because they're really cute.
Together.
He's
supposedly...
really into her.
Yeah. What do you think of the black roses? Kind of creepy.
I just don't understand why he would do that. I mean, he said, oh, I know what it means, but...
Well, yeah, but she likes him.
I know,
she's kind of guard.
So they show scenes next week where the brother's there too. And they're like, I don't know, the brother doesn't trust her. What are they not trusting about her?
They just add that.
Yeah, you're right.
They add it for
why interest. Am I falling for it every
don't
time?
Don't fall for
why
it.
Why don't they trust her? So yeah. We met the new guy, David.
So a lot of these characters are the same as previous
they
seasons.
They need to get a new script and figure out some new dialogue because this is exactly like... What's the guy's name from last year? The hairdresser.
Oh, Caesar.
Caesar. Yeah, that's who Caesar. This is. Because right. It's a total scam.
Same thing.
7 years, never met.
7 years, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
No, have never really FaceTimed. He's seen videos of her, and they message back and forth.
And if they use this Ukrainian website, it costs a lot of money to chat and then even more to video. So they don't video that often.
It's never going to happen. He's 60. He has a friend, a nice... cute little friend Anya, who lives in Ukraine, is like, it's not real. He knows it's not real.
Well, they've canceled, or she's canceled 3 times. Yeah. So they were supposed to meet up.
Same
Are
thing
these
as
men
Michael.
Really that dumb?
God. No, they're not. They need to admit to themselves that they just like the attention that they're getting. It's not a real relationship.
No, but
clearly.
For them to be spending that kind of money, it's really sad.
He said he spent a lot of money. How much money did he spend?
He said over $100,000
right.
on this
well,
website.
Well, the house that he lives in?
I know.
Pretty shitty.
And he says he's successful. But
I'm
I don't,
a successful
we don't know what
guy
he does,
and he's
right?
buying a motorhome. He's retired.
He lives in Las Vegas.
Oh, is that where he lives?
Right. So Lana can't find any details about her train ticket. She told him that she arrived at one time and he's trying to nail down the details and she can't find it. And
we will never see her in person.
No. All right, Stephanie and Erica. Stephanie's going to Australia to meet Erica. She's been celibate, apparently, for years. Now she's risking... Now, I have a hard time with this. It's a 19-hour flight to Australia. Mm-hmm. She's risking her health because she's got some autoimmune issue. Would you do that?
What's your problem, Gina?
I mean, would someone actually do that? She's got to bring hand sanitizer. For love? She has to wear a mask.
For love? It's like what we're living in right now. Would you do it for love? And Erica's young. She's like 23. She goes out and parties all the time. Stephanie's not into that.
Right.
I think nothing will come of this. It's a nice little lesbian couple. They're trying to make it relevant.
All inclusive. Yes. I think there has been some stuff out there that this kind of explodes or implodes.
Oh,
all right. Because, yeah.
So. Should we talk about Atlanta?
Ooh. Greece is beautiful. I'm so sorry, Anne.
Man.
You might still be able to go. You still might be able to go. Think positive.
Last time we taped, I was very positive and really like, yeah, it could happen. This time, I am about 4 days later, and I am not very positive, obviously. Possibly, I don't see it happening.
Did you buy insurance?
No. The only thing that possibly we could do, and we're talking about me and my daughter's mother-daughter trip to Greece, is maybe we can make it in like August or September. The weather would be better.
Right.
But the places that I picked out to stay were so fabulous.
Oh.
I just don't think they would be available then. But we'll see. You know what?
Play by ear.
Our health is more important.
It's true.
But I will say, so here they are in Greece. They go on that weird dinner. That
yeah,
was weird.
Yeah, I
lunch
don't even
or dinner.
Understand. Now, the food looked actually pretty
it
good.
It did, but where did the food come from? How did they
get
it up there?
They were cooking it in the middle.
And they brought it up?
There was a cook in the middle.
Oh.
Like a Benihana kind of thing.
Oh, how did I not see
so
that?
So there was somebody strapped in the middle, but I don't understand what the draw would be. I guess you get to see the Acropolis.
I would actually throw up. But that view, the hotel that I picked out.
Is the same view.
The same view. And we had a rooftop bar.
Oh,
that you
nice.
Could see the Acropolis at night.
Well, see, I mean, would I want to be hoisted up and swinging in the air eating dinner? That
I would get dizzy and I would be like, Nini. No, thanks.
Why?
Nope. That's where Kenya kind of.
She was a real
dissing
bitch.
Cynthia. She was. Name 4 types of red wine. We know that Cynthia doesn't know a lot about wine. She knows what she likes, and she owns a wine bar. That doesn't mean she owns a winery and she's a winemaker.
Well, no, she's not a sommelier. Why?
No.
Who cares?
Well done, Gina. That's a hard word to say.
Sommelier.
I always feel like I say it wrong. Sommelier.
And that's what Cynthia should have said to her. You know what? I own a wine bar, but I'm not a sommelier.
Yeah.
So what are you? What's your point?
Right. But
and
she wasn't.
Was
she was
Cynthia
trying to be nice.
So
because she felt bad for Kenya because she knew Kenya was going through all the shit with Mark.
Yeah, but you know what? That's not a free pass.
I agree. The producers interview Kenya and say, what's the difference between you dissing her and her brand?
Yeah.
And Tanya doing that with your wig thing. It's not the same. Mm. Is that what you want to say? It's the same?
Yeah. See,
it was the same, Kenya.
Kenya can dish it out, but yep. She can't take it.
Oh, not at all. She did apologize.
Well, yeah, but always when it's too late. She embarrassed Cynthia in front of the whole group.
I actually don't think Cynthia was embarrassed. I think everybody else was embarrassed for Cynthia. And she just thought, oh, well, this is Kenya again. She's being funny.
I didn't think she was funny.
No.
I think she looked like an ass.
Oh, she did.
I don't know what Marlo was wearing to that winery that they went to, but it was...
The big flowy dress?
Super short in the front.
Yeah.
Long in the back.
They were all very flowy. The weather looked awful also. It was very overcast.
Yeah.
It must have been warm, though.
I wonder when they went.
I bet it was summertime. I bet it was warm, but overcast.
But it was a pretty winery.
Yeah, it was fun.
Portia has evolved so much. I love her conversation with Nene.
Oh, that was good.
Nene kind of redeemed herself a little bit. I think that was the first time where I felt like Nene was being real.
Agreed.
But yeah. She has really no allies.
No, and we know that, Marlo. We, and maybe Tanya a little bit. I really appreciated that conversation. I loved it.
It was like an adult conversation.
Yes, it was. But Nene will still not really, like, she'll say, I apologize for what I said at the time, but there's always that but yeah. Greg was had cancer.
Right.
Greg had cancer 2 fucking years ago, Nene.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
The fact that Greg is probably cheating now, we heard there's cheating allegations and all this, maybe that's what you can be upset about. I don't even remember what their original fight was about. Do you?
No, I don't either. It's been too long.
Yeah. And that's what they said. It's been a very long time.
Portia... When I say Portia's evolved, she's real. I mean, she kind of took the lead in this conversation and she set some boundaries for Nene and says, you know, as a friend, this is what I expect. These are my expectations. And this is different for Portia.
Oh, I know what it was. It was right after she had her child. So she was having some postpartum
and Nene posted was ripping her.
All that stuff because that was when Portia said Nene grabbed her,
the belt, right?
Belt and the closet thing.
Incident. Yeah, that's
Nene
right.
was all up in arms. Nene was wrong.
Well, Nene should have apologized then, saying, I know you're pregnant, I lost it, but that will never happen.
I did feel that was very heartfelt. But those wildcats, Gina.
I know. Oh, I couldn't do it. You know, a lot of places you go, you see dogs. Like stray
that's
dogs.
True.
Greece is cats.
In Mexico, there's lots of stray
dogs. Tons of dogs.
I don't even mind that. And they were even little cats. You know, I'm not a cat person
when they're
anyway.
Slithering around your feet and, you know, they jump
they're
and stuff.
Screaming. Ooh. You think they jump? Were they jumping on them?
I don't know. But, you know, cats jump up on tables and crap.
So, finally, Eva is maybe possibly going to be going to the hospital and having that baby.
Yeah, they're inducing her finally.
I don't miss Eva. I don't think she breathes that
really.
Much.
I don't really. I didn't even know she wasn't there.
Okay, but the last dinner. Oh, God. Poor Portia and Tanya.
Every time they decide to have, like, this come-to-Jesus conversation, it goes...
We're getting along so well. Let's bring everything out into the open, and we'll be crown sisters. And whoever wears the crown can apologize.
That was a red
flag. And, Nene got back down to her dirty self. She was nuts.
She was. Not that Kenya didn't deserve some of it.
No, I agree. They're both bad. Kenya called Nene bipolar, and then Nene turned it all back around, saying, oh, you're bipolar, and
after her breakup and her
marriage. Yeah, that's why he's not with you now. What Nene does also, she'll keep going.
I think Kenya's a little more articulate than Nene is.
Definitely. Then Nene gets down to, I'm going to fuck you up. She's like, what are you going to fight me?
Totally low.
That's the difference with Kenya and Nene. Kenya is a little, she's a little
shit. Classier.
She's a little classier. She's a little classier bitch than Nene.
Oh, boy. Man. So we'll see. The reunion's been postponed.
Yeah.
So we don't know when
How many more episodes do we have?
I don't think there's that many more.
Okay.
There's only a couple more.
Hmm.
So I think the reunion was supposed to happen last week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's indefinitely postponed.
They're not going to have a reunion.
Well, they'll probably. Well, it depends. I know.
I mean, like nobody will care after a while. We want things immediately.
Right.
We want instant gratification. If I don't have a reunion right when this ends, I'm going to forget and I don't care.
That's true. When the show ends, you know, 5 weeks down the road, we don't want to see a reunion.
Let's end, though, with Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
So the shit show is back. These stupid
God, those guys are such a pain in the ass.
They're bad.
They don't stop.
No.
How huge are they? I feel like they're the same size as Frank from Jersey.
Probably.
They're big.
Yeah, because when they were getting up to move around, well, mm-hmm. of course, Captain Glenn's a little smaller size.
Yeah, that's true.
But
so they got Captain Glenn up because
some alarm was going off, and mm-hmm. they wanted food. It was like 3:30 in the morning, and they wanted pancakes.
They were up all night long.
I mean, it was a lot.
I do agree that Jenna should have been woken up.
Yeah.
But see, that's a little bit of Madison trying to
handle
be,
it herself.
Yeah, or being a little
I can do
poor
it.
Me. Oh. No, like oh, poor oh, me. Oh. Look, I'll handle this. But I'm going to let you know that that's what I did all night long.
She kind of handled it, but Captain Glenn came up and said, you want food? Here's some Cheetos.
Yeah, Captain Glenn handled it. And even when he got up there, they were like, oh, Captain Glenn's here. They have no respect for the crew.
No, they were just disrespectful all the way around.
Plus, they were very drunk.
So drunk, so immature.
The girls were throwing up, and then Captain Glenn's like, you want to go back? I think you want to go back. I think y'all want to go back? Yeah, y'all want to go back.
Yeah, let's get in the boat. Mm-hmm. Let's go. They freaking were sabering champagne bottles.
Oh, my God.
What is the deal? Like, they were like 9 or 10 bottles. They were like, every time they did it, one time I get, you know, you saber the bottle, but freaking every single day.
What's the purpose
multiple
of that?
Multiple times a day.
What's the big deal about sabering a bottle? I don't get it.
I don't either. Do you want glass shards?
No, thank you.
That one asshole cut his foot, so...
Good.
Good, right. That's what I said. Good,
They have got to be embarrassed watching this. They think they were so funny and
they
fun.
They think they were funny. They're not embarrassed. Are you kidding me?
It was funny. Come on.
Ugh. Although, the crew was like, get these assholes off this boat.
God. Thank God. When they left, finally. They didn't get up that next day till like 1:30 or 2 in the afternoon.
Adam had breakfast ready.
Good.
And
it Fuck was you, like, Adam.
I know.
Adam's sleeping in. He's a douche this season.
I liked him in the beginning, but now the way he's treating Jenna.
Yeah.
Like, he's all over her.
Even though I don't like Jenna that much either, she's kind of being mean. Mm-hmm.
She's kind of being mean to the rest of to the girls, the rest of the students.
But she's right. Adam was treating her really nice and then backing off. Real nice, backing off. Hot, cold, hot, cold.
So she definitely getting mixed messages because he was hugging her all the time and... She just wanted to sleep with him.
But what a weird thing, though, to bring up at the dinner with the crew. You want to sleep together? You want to go get a place? He's like, what?
Yeah.
That was weird.
She should have just let him take the lead. That was probably not attractive.
Do you think Padgett is flirting too much with...
Georgia? You know what? I don't know. He's definitely not diffusing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that he's... the initiator. I think she's initiating and he's receiving it.
Mm-hmm.
He's not diffusing it. He's enjoying it.
He's enjoying it, but I don't think he's crossed the line.
He hasn't crossed the line at all.
Mm-mm.
I mean, they were laying next to each other on the pier or whatever. They called it a
beach.
But
they were all right there.
They were all there.
Yes.
I didn't think that was that big a deal.
They weren't being flirty. He was laying back. It wasn't a big deal, but you know he felt a little guilty.
Yeah.
If you're feeling a little guilty, that means you're feeling a little something. Like, you enjoy this flirting.
Oh, I think he does enjoy it.
Definitely.
But Ciara wasn't... She was upset.
She was annoyed by it, but she was not going to give into it.
No.
She was going to be the cool chick.
Right.
Do you think they're still together now? I think they must be.
I don't know. I could see where he would be attracted to Georgia. She
seems
like she's way more fun.
Parker. Oh,
Parker's
God.
A weirdo.
Parker, you need to shut up. Parker is really good, like with Madison, but... Parker just has too many opinions.
Well, he's kind of quirky, off maybe a little, immature. I'm not sure what. But Madison kind of likes him, and she's waiting for Parker to
make a move.
Oh,
it's not going to happen, though.
But
no,
I think it's like over his head.
Yeah, Parker's not going to make a move. He's not interested in Madison at all.
No.
But thank God he's there for Madison, because she needs somebody.
She needs...
I don't blame her for feeling the way she's feeling, like she's doing everything, because she looks like she's doing everything.
She does look like
she's
doing everything.
She stands up till 4 in the morning, but she's such a martyr. Like, woe is me. It's like, wake her up and say, hey, I need you to help me.
Right.
This is too much.
These people are out of control. She is a little bit of a martyr.
She's
like, I'll do it.
Yeah. I do not like the way Jenna talks about all of them behind their back. It's kind of bullshit.
No, they kind of all do that, though.
They do.
All the
Chiefs. What am I talking about? I would do the same fucking thing. Here's what I wouldn't do. I'd make sure nobody was around to hear me.
Well, that, and if she's going to have a little makeout session with Adam, she needs to not do it in front of her crew. Well,
and then she said to Ciara, do you guys really like each other that much? You know, because kind of like me and Adam are making out all over the place. Yeah, it's not appropriate.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, no, she told Ciara she thought Ciara and Padgett were like brother and sister.
Oh, that's, well, they kind of are, though.
A little bit, maybe.
But it could be because they're in a work environment.
Right, they're trying to be professional, God forbid.
They do sleep together every night.
Well, no, they don't.
Well,
she wants to. I totally enjoy the guy that's married, the engineer guy.
Oh, my God, I love him.
Funny, I love him. He's the one that got up in the middle of the night because the thing was going off.
Yeah.
I think he's so funny, and he's married, and
I really, really like this sailing yacht.
I do, too. Why don't people like it?
People don't like it?
I don't think they're into it.
See, it's hard to bust through a new show because you're not, you know, invested in the people.
But
get
I like
invested people.
And aren't they in Greece also? Like, it's killing me. Everybody's Corfu. In freaking Greece. Listen, my bikini beach body for Greece is is hitting a wall here with all that's going on.
Your summer body's not quite there
yet. I'm still trying to be good, but it's very difficult. And tonight is St. Patrick's Day. I have my corned beef waiting. I made a little bit of red potato and I'm making some Brussels sprouts.
I made two red potatoes, Anne.
Oh, two. You're good. That's good.
That's it. Carrots, but two red potatoes.
I bought more red potatoes. Dan is so freaking regimented. He will have like a taste.
Yeah.
And then I'll eat the rest. It's not good.
Well, that's why I made two.
That's why I'm not going to Greece. In my beach bod. I have another couple months then to get ready. You guys.
So in this time.
Watch some shit. Watch some fun shows.
Make the best of it. We're all going to be fine. We're going to be just fine.
Hopefully. If we're not, we'll be doing a call-in session here. But we won't let you down. We will be back.
That's right. This is weird. This is a weird
time. It's a very strange time we are in. Let us know what you're watching during this time. Hey, even reading. I will attempt to pick up a book again. DM us on our Instagram or you can email us at dameswhodishpodcast@gmail.com. Bye!
Bye!
There is nothing like a dame, nothing.